there.
Have you watched The Handmaid's Tale?
I have. I was gonna
No.
say something about your eye.
Under his eye.
Under his eye.
Have you watched it, Tiff?
Just don't like that actress. I did watch it. I don't like that actress either. I don't like her
Not a
face.
big fan.
It's like the nose to lip ratio is not my friend. I don't know.
Oh, spoiler alert. Tiffany's our special guest on the podcast today.
Oh, hey.
Welcome, Sister Anderson, to our circle of trust.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the fruit. You're close. You're
Blessed
almost
be.
there.
Should I say, what else is that actress in? I can't think.
Mad Men. Oh,
Everything.
that's
Right. She's in,
Elizabeth Moss.
What was?
When I found out she was a Scientologist, I couldn't
She's totally
respect
a
her anymore.
Scientologist.
Right?
And she was in a really good movie with the Duplass brothers. I love the Duplass brothers.
I don't know who that is.
They do like the one, the older brother, Jay, I think, Jay Duplass. He's in like a bunch of good movies. I'm probably saying his name wrong. But he's in a movie with her called The One I Love, which is pretty good. I really liked it. I've watched it like several times.
Sounds like a chick flick.
It's not. It's like hard sci-fi. That's not true.
Oh, you're a liar now. I see.
All right, Tiffany, this is your chance to redeem yourself to our listeners across the world. We're international, this podcast.
That's what you've been telling me.
Tell us, tell us, and tell our listeners, what have you prepared as a beverage this evening for family home evening?
I'm drinking a key lime LaCroix.
Ooh,
Ooh,
that sounds
you
good.
got all fancied up.
It's the best one if you like to drink fancy water out of a can.
True.
I never tried that one. I'm a big fan of the passion fruit LaCroix.
Yeah, that one's good too. Yeah, I like the
I don't
coconut,
drink
even
it
though
on
it tastes
principle.
like suntan lotion, but
I like
good
it.
suntan. Yeah, it's good stuff.
If I'm going to drink water, I prefer it to be flat
Still, it's called
and
Still Charlotte.
flavorless, but with ice.
Still and flavorless.
You're still flavorless.
Also, is it
Thanks.
LaCroix or LaCroix?
We're not from France. It's from Michigan or some shit. It's LaCroix. I'm looking at it right now. It's from California, Hayward, California.
Oh, then it's LaCroix.
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 LaCroixy.
I'm drinking Squirt and Captain Morgan
Classy lassie.
with a paper straw.
Oh, way to save the environment.
It's got a unicorn on it. It's from my birthday.
And it'll be melted in 30 seconds.
Already melted.
I'm having on the rocks cocktails because I'm so predictable, but I've never tried this one, which is the old fashioned.
Ooh.
It's very boozy.
Get
It's like drinking straight whiskey. I mean, it's good. That's the effect I was going for, but man, it's strong. Then I started thinking about the best old fashioned I've ever had in my life, which surprisingly enough was at Disneyland. Actually, not Disneyland, but California
California
Adventure
Adventure.
at the Carthay Circle restaurant. They've got bomb ass cocktails there. Every single cocktail I've had is exquisite. Someday maybe they'll open back up and we can go out again.
That'd be nice. I do love going to their wine thing. Like, I'll just go to Disneyland just to go drink wine and have a charcuterie plate. Charcuterie plate? There we go.
Charcuterie because you chew it.
It's char because it's Charlotte.
My
Charcuterie.
friend.
Hold on, I gotta write that down for the
You
Instagram.
bitches.
Charcuterie.
My friend Chris, who used to drink at the bar with me a lot. His name is Chin, we call him. And so we called it a charcuterie plate. And then I just think of that every time I try to say it. It's like a charcuterie plate.
It's different. It's now forever changed to the
I
charcuterie
hate you bitches.
plate. But you're related to us, so you can't escape. Anybody watching anything good? Reading?
Just what I like to watch every other month, which is Yacht Rock.
Is every time that I've been a guest, I know this is only the third time, but is every time that I've been a guest, have I been watching Seinfeld? Because that's what I'm watching. And I'm loving it.
How long has it been since you've watched Yacht Rock, Tiffany? Maybe it's time to give it a rewatch.
It might be a year, maybe two. I've been really busy watching Seinfeld.
Wicked woman,
like, it's not funny.
Mistress. She's got a cool fan of me.
You guys, shitty music is making me puke.
Oh, it's so good. And it only takes up 45 minutes of your time.
No, I know. It's wonderful. I don't know why I haven't watched it. I'm a real asshole.
I thought for sure by now I would have been ready to give a good review to the new Charles Manson documentary that's out on Prime Video, but I still haven't watched it yet. So
Matt Skiba hasn't called her back. So
stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody. Oh, but you know what we did watch? The second season of Cobra Kai.
Shit. I was slightly drunk last week, but
all week.
Shut up. When we were talking about how much I love Cobra Kai, but I just love Cobra Kai. Second season was not that great. It wasn't terrible. It's just when something is so good.
And was then it so the good? Next
season, it was so, so good.
I went to, when I had the movie pass was still a thing, I had a, you know, I went because it was a free movie, and I went to that because they were doing a special episode of Cobra Kai before you watched Karate Kid. Okay. And I walked out halfway through the first episode.
No. Wrong. Give it, Tiffany, get into the second episode at least. I'm telling you, it was so delightful. And I know that you think everything I love is crap.
No, but that's you're wrong. I don't a lot think of the stuff that Manny likes is crap. And no, I'm telling think you
that
great.
I know that it's crap.
You guys, you can't talk over each other or nobody's going to understand what's going on.
I was going to say, I don't think what you watch is crap. I know it, Mandy, from the depths of my soul.
Ouch.
I know.
Okay, go back to watching your Seinfeld.
I will.
But Tiffany, this actually really is very good.
Maybe I'll give it another chance. I just thought it was stupid with the whole, like, kid that he, you know, down and out kid who needs his help.
Okay,
and
well, he clearly it's the Karate Kid all over again. But you have to watch.
I'll watch it. I actually tried to watch the episode again 2 days ago, and I was like,
they throw it down, they flip it, they reverse it, they back it up, they work it. It's legit.
Okay, well, I'll at least watch the second episode. I wanted to like it.
Yeah, just try it again. It's really good.
And then don't even bother with the second season because you're going to hate it.
There's some laughs in there in the second season.
And I will watch the third season. But for Tiffany, don't even bother with the second season.
Well, just because me and Nate were going to have a podcast called I Hated It, and he'd be like, I loved it, because he loves every movie and I just hate every movie.
You know what? I would listen to that podcast.
1,000% listen to that shit.
Well, because it would just be Nate being like, it was really good. And I'd be like, no, it sucked. Really good.
But you wouldn't just be like, no, it sucks. You'd be like, that's the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life, and you're stupid for liking it.
And let me tell you why. Well, what you guys want to do, top five movies? Because I could do it right now.
Yeah, well, what you got?
The Thing.
Well, clearly.
And obviously, right. Green Room.
Yes. Yeah.
And now I'm out.
But you got top five.
Point Break.
I know. I was like, I got this. It's easy. And, Point Break is great. I could watch those Final Destinations so many times. 1, 3, 5. Go, go, go.
1, 3, 5 for sure. Big Lebowski.
No, what? I watched it too much.
Yeah, I guess I did watch it a lot, but it never gets old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I could watch it too many times.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Not my top five. Top 10, though.
That's a good one.
This is the end. I think so good.
Ghostbusters might be number one movie. I'm sure it's there too. High Strung is right up there for me. Was that?
Did you say Ace Ventura?
No, God no. High Strung though. Fucking love that movie.
Second one.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, Ghostbusters, probably like Indiana Jones and the. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No. I was like, Indiana Jones and what? What, Charlotte?
It's Raiders. It's always Raiders.
All right. I'm surprised that I don't have any Star Wars in there.
Nope, Starship Troopers.
MST3K Space Mutiny.
Yes. Girl with Gold Boots.
Yes. So good.
Thanks for the dance, jukebox. All right, I have something to repent for this week. I told you guys a story last week about me and my friends almost dying in a sub-zero acid trip walk through Logan Canyon. And I mistakenly said that my friend Alan rescued us. It was actually Tammy that rescued us, because Alan was one of the dumbasses that was out walking in the cold with me.
Thanks, Tammy, for saving
Mandy. I can't remember. I don't know why I thought it was Alan. Maybe Tammy was driving Alan's car. I don't know. But it was Tammy that saved us. Tammy, I'm sorry that I gave your credit to someone else. Thanks for saving my life. Probably more than once. Do you have anything to repent for?
No.
Super smart?
Super smart, and I don't make mistakes.
Tiffany, obviously you have a lot to repent for.
My whole life.
Mm-hmm. Jesus has seen everything you've done.
I was talking to a girl about garments, because I was like, what kind of funny things could I say about garments? And she said that when she decided that she no longer was of the faith of Mormonism, she decided to burn them. Just not a great idea.
Ooh, I bet they're plastic.
Because they're like plastic.
They're polyester, like, right?
Makes total sense. Probably. They're like, it's like silk, but cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you died in a house fire and you were wearing your garments. They would just stick to you.
Well, that's one of the stories they tell at church, is that the guy was in the fire and he was burned everywhere but his garments.
That's bullshit.
It's a story,
because it was
though.
Glued to it. It couldn't get through it to burn the skin.
That's probably true.
Kind of like the whole house that burns down but didn't touch the Bible. I believe it.
Yeah, it happened. I was there.
All this talk of of Logan Canyon reminds me. I think I'm going to tell another acid story. Are you guys ready for me to just jump in and tell my story?
Stories.
Okay. We're talking about Logan Canyon. I was talking about my story last week, and then we were just watching MTV's doing this like retro classic videos thing right now that we were just out watching in the living room, and the Erasure Respect video came on. I don't know if you remember that, Tiff. You were probably too young.
It's not ringing any bells.
It's the one that goes, I tried to discover a little something to make me sweeter. You know that song?
Okay, nope.
I get it.
If you got to the chorus, get to the chorus, Mandy, get to the chorus.
I'm so in love with you, I'll be forever blue. Now that's going to pick up on some sort of algorithm and I'm going to get sued.
But it's your rendition. That's true.
Anyways, so the video came on and I was reminded of the first time that I took LSD, which I was going to look up the year. But I was 15 years old, so whatever year that was, early 90s. And there's just a couple of things that
stood
out. I think
it would be 1990, actually, right?
1990?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Tiff. 1990.
You're welcome.
A couple of things that stood out about that to me was, the guy that we got the acid from, I don't know if you guys remember, but our old house in Logan used to have a lot of land attached to it. And we had that huge, huge garden in the back. And the garden basically went halfway through the block. And then it kind of met those apartment buildings, which were on the other side of the block.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do.
The first memory I have of our land being extensive like that was when they were building the old folks' home. So Dad had already sold it.
Yeah, so this was before that. But it basically, our garden butted up against a fence. And then there was an apartment complex back there. And so the dudes that ended up being my friends that I bought the acid from lived in those apartments back there. And so I remember it being like a really big deal. And they were like, oh, you know, they were really fucking with us. It was like me and a couple of my friends. They were like, you're too young. You know, we're not gonna sell 15-year-old kid acid or whatever. And I was just like, I've totally done it before. Like, I mean, if you don't want my money, whatever, that's fine. I had not done it before. I totally made that shit up. But then they're like, oh, well, okay. Oh, what was that guy's name? I think his name was, I won't try to spell it, because then I'll have to repent for it later. I was gonna say Donnie. I'll find out and I'll let you know. Anyways, so me and a couple of my friends buy this acid. And then it's probably like 11 o'clock at night. And then we go out, you know, wandering around on our trip. And we end up going down we climb up the hill. And then we go down to the island, which if you're not from Logan, it's deceiving, because it's not actually an island at all. It's like just the flattest part of Logan before it goes up the hill to the university. For some reason, that part of town's called the island.
Because it's surrounded by water?
No, I it's don't not.
Yeah. It is the river and the canal.
Oh, please. Okay. Well, now that you put it like that.
Which canal, though?
The canal that comes off the river.
Never mind.
This is questionable. But anyways, so we go to the island, and I get separated from my friends somehow. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I do.
You're on drugs.
I do remember sitting in the middle of the road.
Smart.
Again, because you know, genius. And well, it's like 3 a.m. probably at this point. It's dead
right.
Middle of night. But I'm listening. I've got my ear to this like manhole cover. And I can hear sounds and I can hear the water going on down there. I'm just fascinated by it. And I was super big into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back then. And I just had this whole fantasy going on in my head about, you know, I could hear them down there and what they were doing. And I was just, I don't know how long I was there with my ear to the fucking sewer, but it was quite some time.
Your face all up in the sewer.
Yeah.
Smart.
And I also had a tube of red lipstick. And I remember writing on the sidewalk with that. I just wrote lost over and over and over and over again. And then only two other things really stand out to me about that. I'm down on the island and I'm looking up the hill. So it's the side of the hill that goes up to like Fourth North. It's like just really steep, grassy, rocky. But I can see the big A at USU, the big Aggie A mm-hmm. up there. And I knew that that was like the direction I needed to go. So I just started climbing up the side of that mountain rather than like walking around to the road or whatever. I just like climbed my ass up that. And, you know, then I was at the top of the hill. Then I had to walk back down the hill and figure out where I was going. But then like the most memorable part about this, and this is like a fucking once in a lifetime experience, was I just remember like we'd finally gotten back to like our home base, which was that apartment, which happened to be just like right behind our house. And the sky was fucking fire engine red. And all of us were out there, like, you know, everybody had taken acid and done their own thing throughout the night, but we'd all come back together for this like big finale. And it was all of us were like, are you seeing this shit? This is crazy. Like fire engine red. And we were just like thinking that we were just so fucked up because we were on acid or whatever. But how could we all be seeing the same thing? So fucking bananas. So we woke up the next morning and there was a headline, front page news that was, it was said fire in the sky. And it was like one of the once in a lifetime chances that you would ever see the Northern Lights in Utah.
Oh, wow.
But it was such that it was the entire sky was literally bright red.
That's cool.
Yeah. There was no waviness or none of the beam shooting out like you usually see like in the Pacific Northwest. It was just an entire solid red sky.
We have that now, but it's because California's on fire.
That's true. Yeah, a little different, but yeah, that's my story. The first time I took acid,
all I remember about those apartments is Casey had a friend that lived there who had two yellow shirts. One of them, and they were like yellow shirts and like right up, really written, really very small up by the collar. One said, I like balloons, and it had balloons. And the other one said, I like baby boom.
What the fuck?
I know, right? I think that's why I remember the shirts, because I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
Hopefully, so I just remember. Hopefully Casey was like, Casey was like 17, right?
Well, I mean, if you were 15 and...
would be in case he'd be like 13.
13.
Me. Well,
I mean, I know that's not exactly.
No, I was trying to be funny because I'm assuming she's talking about like little kids.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, I think he was a teenager, but I think he was like, because Casey's a saint. Like,
oh,
maybe you can edit this out. Yeah, he was like an autistic kid or something. And that, but that part doesn't stick with me. It's the shirts. Like, I just see yellow shirts. I like baby boom.
Oh, I remember that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. He was definitely on the spectrum.
Yeah, and he was Casey's friend.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the hill, too, that you climbed up. When Charlotte and I lived in Logan, we somehow, I don't remember how we figured it out, but you could take cardboard and slide down the hill.
Oh, yeah.
And come back, like, walk back up them and slide down. And we, like,
did that. Oh, much fun.
It was, like, it's kind of like sledding, but on grass when it's all dead. But it leaves a lot of marks. But I'm surprised lots of kids don't do that.
Dude, we should go do that some more, because that's fun.
And then we could charge kids $5 to do it.
Right? Like would you like to use my cardboard? $5.
Seems steep for that. So you guys are lucky to be alive too, then.
Basically.
I was going to say, living in that dilapidated house, we should be lucky to be alive.
Oh, it wasn't even that dilapidated.
Also, part of me is like, Tiffany, were we squatting
in the house? Kind of, but not really. Because we were supposed to pay, and then we didn't. But we weren't squatting like, this is an abandoned house squatting. Like, they knew we were there, and then when it came time to pay, we absconded in the night.
Wow, I've never even done that shit.
Yeah. If you lived in this house, you would too.
I remember the house. It was cold.
It was so cold. Couldn't retain heat. We'd have the heater on. We'd sit. Like, I remember I'd get off my job, and then we didn't have cable, so I'd watch one of the five movies we owned. Actually, I owned all the movies, but watched all the movie or the Christian channel, which I would like to leave on when I leave in the morning so Casey would see it when he'd get home from school. But sit on the couch with the sleeping bag with the heater on because it was so cold.
Yeah, winter sucks.
Totally.
I remember when we lived there, I didn't have a job but for like 3 weeks, and I couldn't pass the training at Convergence.
Yeah, I remember. I was pissed. That's why I moved.
That is not why you moved. It may be like added to why you moved, but it wasn't the sole
when
reason.
I was the only one paying the bills because nobody had a job, and Tiffany couldn't be bothered to pass the most basic training. But I'm like, I'm leaving.
She didn't have Charlotte's class A bitch skills.
I didn't. They were like, my mom's in the hospital. I'm like, okay, I'll turn it back on.
Meanwhile, Charlotte would be like, fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, take that today by credit card, debit card, or check by phone.
And I had a job for like 3 days at the IHOP, but that one guy was just so aggressive, I couldn't go back.
Oh, I remember that too.
But so anyways, my point is I was going to that job at Convergys to the training, and every morning, there was a leak in the roof over the porch, and so it was just a sheet of ice down the front stairs. So I'd get ready to go to work. I'd slip down the stairs and I'd kind of like, I fucking hate my life so bad. And then I'd have to walk through like 6 feet of snow to the bus stop.
Fuck Utah.
Yeah, right. No. I remember because it would be like 20 below when I'd go to work. Because
I think it was 220 below.
No, it was 16 to 20 below in the morning at like 5:30, 6:30 in the morning. Because I think I said I had to be at work at 7. So I'd leave at 6:30 because we just lived around the corner. But like, I would go turn the car on and run back into the house because at least it was warmer in the house. And then, but I remember you had to be careful on what part of the porch that you step, because you could potentially fall through to the basement. Like, that's how shitty the house was.
There's nothing fucking worse than slipping on ice.
There's some things that are worse.
Like what?
Well, speaking of things that are worse on ice,
is it Disney on ice?
It's Tiffany on ice.
Okay, wait, hold on. Tiffany, let's pause and we'll have a word from our sponsors. Okay. There's some actually really fucking funny ones this week. We have a new, what did we give her the title of? We were going to give her the EP credit. Then we
creative
gave her,
director, right?
Yeah, but it was like creative genius direction.
I was drunk. I haven't listened to last week's episode.
Anyway, we need to give our friend Courtney the genius, executive genius creative consultant credit. Executive genius creative consultant. For the commercials that you're about to hear. So enjoy, and then we'll be right back to hear the story of Tiffany on Ice.
Poop, crap, drop a deuce. We all have to do it, but not everyone wants to smell it. The next person coming to the bathroom knows that you just got done blowing mud, and the leading toilet spray makes it seem like you're a dainty little lady that just built a flower power dookie castle. And trust me, there ain't nothing dainty about taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. You aren't fooling anyone with that purdy turdy basin spritz. You can't trust some poo purry spray. You need a poo growly spray to tame that beast you just birthed. Everyone knows that cooking a butt burrito doesn't smell like vanilla raspberry or lavender eucalyptus. It's time for a real restroom scent spray that doesn't sugarcoat your bombing of the bowl. Poo Growly provides real-world scents to cover the deposit you're making at the porcelain bank. The next time you launch a butt shuttle, try one of our scents, like Rabid Skunk, Reefer Madness, Burnt Hair, aka Mandy, or my favorite, Joe Drank Too Much Whiskey Last Night. So the next time you have a brown dog scratching at your back door, Unleash the power of Pooh Growly.
Pooh Growly is offering Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code BM at checkout. That's BM. No, not that BM. It's for Bad Mormons at checkout. And we're back.
Right.
Who's ready to hear the story of Tiffany on Ice?
Me, I am. I'm ready.
Me too.
The year 2011. Whoa. The town, Bellingham. Tiffany, lactose intolerant. So I think I'd had a whole quart of yogurt. And I was like, oh man, this isn't a good idea. So I used the ladies at the co-op, right? Am I allowed to say co-op?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And then I was like, oh, phew, that's good. And I'm walking home. It's winter. So I guess I should have said the season, winter. I have to walk 5.5 blocks home. And so I'm walking. I'm down like 3 blocks. It's down, up, and then down 0.5 block. And then I'm home, right? So I'm walking down. I'm about to cross the street to start going up. And I'm like, oh, shit, stomach cramps. And I'm wearing Yak Tracks as well, but, like, the really cheap ones that just kind of, like, you add to your shoes kind of, but they're not super secure.
What's a Yak Track?
It's the thing to walk in ice so that you don't slip.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's, like, little cleats.
Okay.
And so I cross the street, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. I'm 3 blocks from home. I'm fine. 2.5 blocks from home, right?
Uh-huh.
And oh my god, I don't know if any of you listeners are lactose intolerant, but so much cramping, so painful. And I get to the top of the hill and I've lost a Yak Track, and I'm like, oh, doesn't matter, I'll go back for it, right? Doesn't matter. I can't not turn around, I've got to get home. And so I'm going down the alley, and the other one's just gone. Nothing I can do about it, right? And so I'm like baby stepping it down. And the alley is kind of like a sheet of ice, but there's little patches of gravel. And so I'm like stepping. I see my house. And as I see it, I slip on the ice. And it's like one of those slips, not where you just like fall, but you like shoot up into the air. And as I shoot up into the air, my bowels release. And I imagine it in slow motion now, like I'm like spinning and shitting and spinning and, you know, falling to the earth. I land, and luckily I was wearing wool tights, so like it's all contained.
Oh no.
And I remember just lying there covered in shit in the ice, like looking at my house being like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
I know. I had to just go inside and get like fully dressed into the shower.
Oh. Did you ever get your Yak Tracks back?
I did. As soon as I was clean and dry because it was cold outside, I walked, and they were about 2 blocks away, a block and 2 blocks away.
Did you curse their existence?
Oh, I cursed everything that day. But did I quit eating dairy? No.
Yeah. I only have one time I can remember that I shit myself, and it wasn't nearly as dramatic as that. But it was one of those things where I was like at the bar drinking. It was like shortly after I'd gone to Hawaii. So we were out. It was like 4 in the morning because we were at the hotel bars. And we were getting breakfast at one of the like all night places. And I go to the, and I was like, I had to fart. And I was like, I didn't want to fart in front of whoever I was with. So I went to the bathroom and I like farted or whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to pee while I'm in here. And then I was like, what the fuck? Like, I couldn't even tell. I had no idea anything was wrong. And that's the one and only time I've ever disposed of my underwear covered in shit in a public restroom.
Well, isn't that lucky for you?
Yeah, but I wasn't anywhere near my house.
Well, that one time wasn't anywhere near my house. The 27 other times that I've shit myself, I've been everywhere around town.
What are we going to call this episode?
Oh. I puked in Charlotte's new car.
Oh, god damn it.
We can call it that.
We could tell. We could just call it Tiffany's bodily functions
again.
My poor car.
That was horrible.
But at least
I'm
going
to tell you about the time Tiffany puked.
I think it's too soon to tell that story.
Brand new car.
Had the brand new smell. Tiffany apparently can't take Tylenol.
Let's talk about my brand new cashmere also.
Oh, right.
So sorry, Ray.
At least my car doesn't smell like puke. And sometimes I'll get a whiff of new car smell still. And I'll be like, oh, it's not completely gone.
The best part about that story is basically having all of us out on the side of the road, like, undressing Tiffany, wiping her down, dressing her in some dry clothes.
All right, picture it. We just pick up Tiffany from the Las Vegas airport because we're on our way to Utah for a funeral. And so me and Mandy, we pick Tiffany up. Tiffany's got a migraine that just won't stop. And I was like, well, why don't I have some like Advil or Tylenol or whatever it is that you can't have that you're like, well, I ate this Butterfinger. That should be okay. I can take this Tylenol. And then she's just like, I don't feel good. We're at a gas station getting gas and getting snacks and stuff because we got a long drive in front of us. And Tiffany's like, oh, I think I go puke. I was like, why don't you just go puke? Because then, you know, you'll get it out of your system and you'll feel better. And then she leaves for a little while and comes back. I was like, did you puke? She's like, nah, it'll be fine. We get in the car. We drive maybe 3 minutes and just, she doesn't say anything. She doesn't roll down the window. She just starts puking on her own chest.
Didn't know I was going to be puking, and I tried to cover it, ma'am.
Yeah, she covered her mouth.
Oh, that's right, because then it sprayed all over the ceiling.
Yeah, rather than just going in front of her, it came backwards to me, over to you. It sprayed over every surface in that entire car.
Imagine the where you put your cups is now just a pool of Tiffany's vomit. Yeah.
How did Zerg vomit in the very back hatchback of the car?
So then we pull over and we're on the 15 and traffic's going by and I'm trying to help clean Tiffany up, but then I start puking I have a weak stomach when it comes to vomit. And then I think I'm okay now. I'm like, okay, well, I got it. You know, we've got a lot of trash bags. We'll put Tiffany's clothes in there. We'll put all the stuff. And then
tons of traffic is driving by at us.
And then I go clean up the vomit that's in the cup holders. And I at least got out of the car and then puked some more on the side of the road. And I was just like, this fucking sucks.
So guess who cleaned up their sisters and Mandy. All the puke and everything and drove us away.
Guess who puked not in the car? Me. Guess who didn't? Tiffany.
I'm feeling much better now.
Butterfinger, whatever.
Dude, you always puke. I mean, not you, but migraines make it really hard to keep anything down.
So listen, everybody, the lesson here is if you have to puke in a car and you know you can't get the window down, don't cover your mouth with your hand because you're only going to make it worse. Just open your legs and puke on the floor. Just get it in one solitary area.
Or your shirt.
Didn't even like, try to roll shirt. Down the window.
Oh. I didn't know I was going to vomit until it was coming out of me.
This is going to be a great episode. I can tell already, you guys. People are going to be really into this one. Our listeners from Germany are for sure. Those guys are into some weird shit.
And then we just lost our Germany.
Is it just Stacy from Germany?
She's married to
Stacey. With her children. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, girl. Hi. I forgot you lived in Germany for a second.
Excellent. I'm trying to think if I've shit myself ever. And
well, people want to hear about it.
It was all I'm just saying, if everybody else shit themselves, I'm sure I have too. I want to shit myself.
I just shit myself now on the air for you guys. I was thinking of a story that I could tell maybe about some of the times it looked like some of the stupid shit we did at Logan High, like when we pretended that we were going on a debate trip to Salt Lake and the debate trip had actually gotten canceled, but none of us told our parents and we went down and got a hotel room anyway.
I wonder if that's where like me and Laurie got the inspiration to just make up a school trip and write and like have our parents have Terry and Dad sign a thing, and then we didn't have anywhere to go, so we slept in the recycling bin outside of Smith's.
That's a good story.
It's pretty good. I had dreams of being recycled all night because we didn't know when it came. Right. But we were just like, we don't have anywhere else to go.
Is this like a big, like, dumpster bin, like with the flappy tops?
The huge ones, but it was, you got in on the side.
And you slept in there?
Me and Laurie slept in there. And then, like, the next day, because we said we were going on an environmental trip or something. We didn't really think it through. And then the next day, we were, like, sitting in front of the Hastings or the old town, the grist mill.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some guy gave us money for donuts because we looked down on our luck.
Because you were sleeping in a fucking recycle bin.
A paper recycle bin. It's not like I was sleeping with cans.
Oh, okay. That makes it a little better. How old were you?
Old in 14?
15? No better?
16? I think I was 16.
Yeah, my story, we actually went and had a hotel room and we ordered the, like, we didn't have PlayStation, but we ordered the Nintendo. Like, they brought the Nintendo up, like, room service.
That's cool.
And I remember some of the neighborhood boys, I'm not going to say their names because they're, like, real people with real jobs that are important. But some of the boys in our neighborhood, there's only really, like, two families that we hung out with. So it was those two. smoked weed in the bathroom. And, like, one of them took a hit off. There's a bunch of us in the hot box in the bathroom. One of them took a hit off this weed and was, like, you know, stop for a minute to, like, feel the effects or whatever. And then he was like, I'm hungry. And then started laughing and fell over into the back of the bathtub. And then we all just laughed for the rest of the night. And then we got in so much fucking trouble when we got back because somehow we got found out.
Got ratted out.
It was Mrs. Dunn. Mrs. Dunn was my teacher. Rest in peace. She was one of my favorite teachers I've ever had.
Except for she ratted you out.
No, she had to rat us out to our parents. I don't know how she found out, but but yeah, she very much gave us the, like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed in you. And we felt worse than if she would have been mad.
Right.
You know what I mean? All right, I think this is as good of time as any to have a word from our sponsors.
Perfect.
November 3rd is almost here. Will we be re-electing a narcissist who can't keep his mouth shut? Or a dinosaur who, according to reports, can't keep his pants shut? I'm not satisfied with these options. I want a president who can make this whole mess go away. The riots, the racism, the coronavirus, the bad cops. I want someone who knows how to make things disappear. That's why I'm voting Baskin. Carol Baskin. President. 2020.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons is responsible for the contents of this message.
See you at the polls, all you cool cats and kittens. I'm that bitch Carol Baskin, and I approve this message.
I thought of another funny Logan High story that I could tell you guys.
Go on. Okay.
So me and some of my friends, so some of the those same guys that lived in the neighborhood with us and a couple of our group, had this brilliant plan to, so you know, like when you missed school, had an automated system that would call your parents and let you know, like, hey, your child has missed one or more classes at blah, blah, blah today. So we had this brilliant plan. Actually, I didn't fucking have anything to do with it because I'm not smart. These guys are all super smart. Like, they've got fucking security clearance, government jobs. Like, they're really, like, doing some shit. But so they had the plan to basically, the mechanism was simple. Basically, all you did was they had access to the system. So they would go into the system and change the phone number from your phone number to something else so that the automated system thought that it called your house. But the trick was, is it would keep calling back unless it detected, like, somebody had picked up the phone.
Right.
So it couldn't just go to a fax machine and it couldn't just go to, like, a random number that would never pick up. So I don't know exactly that part of it, I don't know what they chose, but they chose some number so that it basically fooled the system. And my job was to go around and be the little social butterfly and be like, listen, if you give us $10, we'll change your number so that your parents will never know you ditched school. And we had a nice little racket going.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So I went on to work at a grocery store and they went on to work at, like, fucking NASA and shit. I don't know. I felt pretty fucking cool being like, I felt like, what's his name in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? The asshole with the scalp tickets. I was like,
oh, right.
What you need? What you got? I got this for you. You know, I'll hook you up.
I was trying to think of Sean Penn's name.
Spicoli?
Spicoli?
I was not Spicoli. This is definitely not Spicoli.
So I was thinking about the time that I was dating a home challenge person. I think I was like 15, and like he was some cute guy, and we called him Jesus because he had long hair and he like had this grunge look, but in actuality he was just homeless and like
a homeless bum that looked like Jesus. Okay, go on.
And like he was 45 about right.
I like him old, but not that old. He was probably like 17, 16. I say 16, which again goes to show what kind of 16, 17 year old would date a 15 year old. That shit's gross. It's not like
she's really mature.
I am really mature. I think we like made out one time, but like that was about it. But I guess he traded his skateboard for some acid, and I didn't really know that at the time. And it was getting nighttime, and like he did one of those like close your eyes, open your mouth, you get a big surprise. I'm like, okay. And then it's paper.
Did you say it just like that?
Probably.
Okay, I love you, Jesus. You're telling the story.
Well, but yeah, I was like, was that drugs? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I have to go home in like an hour, right? About the time it'll be kicking in. He's like, oh, that sucks. I'm like, you suck, Jesus. So I get home and just in time, I don't see mom. So I go straight to the bathroom, and, you know, things are starting to get a little blurry, you know, colors are running together. And I just, because I'm afraid I'm going to get caught by mom, that I go to the bathroom, I turn the tub on, and I sit there just for enough time for the tub to fill up and drain twice. And then I'm like, okay, what I need to do is go get my phone. I'll call Manny. She'll know what to do. She does drugs all the time. So I go out, I grab the phone, and then and mom sees me, and I'm like, oh, cool. I'm just going to call Manny. And then I realize my hair's not wet. And if I just went and took a bath, like I've literally not showered at all. So that's suspicious, but she didn't even catch on. And then you guys didn't answer the phone. So I'm like, shit. And then I was like, it's cool. I'll just sit in my room. I'll turn the black light on. It's not like this is going to last for like 10 hours or anything. I hear a knock. So I've got like the black light on. And I've got like, if you envision my room, you can't see any wall. It's all posters and pictures. And it's a lot of Marilyn Manson.
I was going to say, posters a lot.
Shut up, Manny. A lot of Marilyn Manson. A lot of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Tinfoil?
Tinfoil is over the windows because God forbid the sun wake me up in the morning.
Get on your vampire white skin.
But mom knocks on the door. She's like, Charlotte? I'm like, I'm boned. She knows. She's onto it for sure. And I was like, yeah, yeah? She's like, you have some laundry out here you need to fold. I was like, oh, okay. And I remember like on the floor like crawling. And I had a slide, like a deadbolt on my door because mom threatened to steal my Marilyn Manson posters and music because it wasn't bringing me closer to God. So I put a lock on my door.
That's Trent Reznor that brings you closer to God, by the
way. That's true. I was mistaken. So I opened up the door and mom just hands me the laundry basket, and she's just staring at me and I'm just staring at her. And I'm like, well, shit, she's going to know something's up. So as I'm staring at her, I'm like pulling a shirt out, folding it, and not breaking eye contact with her at all, and then grabbing like pants, folding it, still nothing. And then I just look at her and I just stuck my head in the laundry basket and I stayed there until when I came up, she was gone. I was like, oh, thank God. Shut the door, locked it, turn the lights back off, turn the black light back on. I was like, oh shit, this sucks. It actually ended up being a really fun night because I watched a lot of the Brady Bunch, and all I could see was their like super makeup and laugh track. I could hear the laugh track and I could see their makeup. And I was like, this is fucked up. Yeah, later like, my friends kind of came and busted me out for a little bit. But like, for the most part, I was stuck in my room by myself all night. And I'm like,
but when you when you stuck your head in the laundry basket, was it like an ostrich? Like you were just head down?
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah. Like my butt was, I don't know if my butt was in the air. So yeah, it pretty much was because it was a tall laundry basket, like a taller one. So I was just like,
you can't see it, but she's making the motion to stick her head in the laundry.
I'm trying to see how far up my butt would be. It was pretty, yeah, it was ostrich in the sand.
I wonder what mother was thinking.
Well, so I talked to Valerie a little while later, and she came home like a half an hour after I did. And I guess mom just said, what's up with Charlotte? She's acting weird. And that was it. No, she didn't ask me any questions later. There was nothing going on.
Pretty sure me and Tiffany paved the way for you, because if you would have been the first child, she would not have been so cool.
But you can't just stick your head in laundry baskets and have mom not question you.
Well, when your older siblings are Tiffany and Mandy, yes, you can.
Can you imagine having a child and having them just like maintain like intense eye contact with you while they're folding their laundry, and you're like, why are their pupils so big? What's going on? And there they go into the laundry basket. Oh, right.
I had to talk to Terry once when I was on acid.
Ew. How'd that work?
It was that when I had that room in the back room where you could basically just, we've talked about it before, you could sneak out the window, but you could also just walk out the door to the back porch and then outside. So I got, like, a bunch of us were on acid, and I went in there to get something, and it wasn't late. It was like, I don't know, 11 or something. 10 or 11. And I go in there and I turn the light on, just grab my whatever it was, and I'll go out of there. And it was like she was waiting for me to get home. And she's like, Mandy, I need to talk to you. And I was like, oh, okay. Here we go. And like, I mean, I'm sure my pupils were just going crazy or whatever. And it was super bright in the room. And so I was like, can we go into the other room where it's, you know, I have a headache. Like, I don't, the light's too bright or whatever. So we go sit in the dark room. next to my room, because all the rooms were like connected. There wasn't really hallways. Right. It was like, you know, one door goes into one bedroom, goes into another bedroom in a circle. So we're sitting in the darker room, and she's having this heartfelt conversation with me about the neighborhood girls, like Julie and Chrissy. Somehow, like their mom decided that I was this really bad influence on them, and like, yeah, which kind of started a war between our two parents. And really, like, both of us were just as
bad.
Fucking bad as each other, but in my memory, like, they kind of introduced me to, totally, you know, some of that shit. I certainly did not introduce it to them, but whatever, that's neither here nor there. So Terry was trying to have this like heartfelt moment with me, like how she stood up for me, and she basically told, you know, what's her name, mom, to go fuck herself, essentially, obviously,
in the Mormon talk,
that you would say that. But I was just like, oh, that's great. That's super cool. Like, thanks. I really got to go. Hopefully it didn't come across like that, because honestly, who can remember? The last thing I remember was her telling me that stuff, and then I was like, oh, that's really nice. Thank you so much. So my friends are waiting for me. I'm gonna bounce. I know it's 11, but I got
my other friends.
I got some shit to do.
Got some drugs to sell.
Oh my god. You know what else I just remembered? It just popped in my head about the first time I did acid.
Huh.
Oh my god.
That good, huh?
Oh my god. So me and my friend Tanya we went down to 7-Eleven. So, you know, the 7-Eleven down on like 4th North and Main. Mm-hmm. We went down to that 7-Eleven, and the bathroom was right by the stock room. And so we just took turns, like one at a time, going into the bathroom. I'm doing air quotes to the bathroom. And we just went into the stock room and loaded up with fucking chips and candy and Twinkies and Coke and like every single thing you could think of. I had this big puffy jacket on. Yeah, so we loaded up with that, and then we walked up the street to Smith's. We stashed that stuff somewhere, and we walked into Smith's and just did the same thing in the middle of the aisles. Just like I remember vividly having a can of Pringles, sour cream and onion Pringles up one sleeve, and Twizzlers up the other sleeve, and just fucking candy and shit loaded up into this jacket. So then we took this loot. It must have been like, in my memory, it's like a shopping cart worth full of stolen food. It's not like we were stealing anything of value.
Which is probably why you didn't get caught.
Just candy and shit. Chips. And then we went up the street a little farther. So like our house was on 3rd East. And so we were between 3rd East and 3rd East and 4th East. And we picked one of those houses right there on Main, or right there on that busy like 4th North Street, and sat our asses down on the lawn and just had this spread of stolen food out all around us. Like we were making fucking snow angels in it. And I remember like looking up and I had my hand in front of my face, waving it back and forth, like looking at the tracers.
Right.
Just being like, this is the fucking best day of my life. First time I've ever done acid. And by the grace of God, somebody we knew drove by and screech, stopped the car. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you two? Get in this fucking car right now.
Did you leave the candy?
I think we probably took the candy. I can't imagine we would leave all that all that booty behind. I can't believe I just remembered that.
At the university up there, I was going around looking for change behind the vending machines one time, and I found a door that opened up, and it had all of the laid out snacks for the vending machines for once they got empty. I don't know why, and I don't know why it wasn't locked, but I took everything.
Oh my God, that's like finding treasure.
It was like, I was like, oh. I don't feel bad about that one though. I was just like, why is it here? Why is it laid out, and why isn't it locked?
If they're not locking it, it means it's mine now.
It's kind of like Jesus put it there for you to find, to reward you.
A lot of people couldn't fit back behind those vending machines, I think. I used to be a lot fresher.
I'm going to start looking for shit behind vending machines.
Right?
I'm just going to start being more aware of my surroundings in general.
It's probably for the best.
you know one other time that helped me be aware of my surroundings?
What?
It's like, after you moved out of that room that you keep talking about, the door and the window, you know, I was living in there, and I was on your old bed, and like 6 months into it or something, I, for some reason, lifted it up because I was trying to be aware of my surroundings, and there was a New Kids on the Block poster between the mattress and the box spring.
You were hiding it, or did you just want to be closer to Donnie?
I think I probably just want to be closer to them.
Oh, it was awesome.
I forgot about that too. I remembered having like the sheets and the pillowcase, but I forgot that I actually put the actual poster between the mattress and the box spring.
Wow.
She's a dedicated fan.
You know what? If there's one thing people can say about me, it's that I'm a dedicated motherfucking fan.
That's true.
How many times have you seen Dave Matthews Band?
Shut the fuck up, Tiffany. All of you, shut the fuck up.
I mean, because I know I saw him 7 times. No, I'm not proud.
I'm not proud either, but you know what? It had its place in time. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up before we tell any Dave Matthews Band stories. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Thank you, Tiffany, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for real, for all of the reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts. Our podcast is getting a lot of attention. We just hit 5,000 listens, which is amazing and super cool. So thank you so much. And if anybody wants to vandalize their town, we are sending out sticker packs. All you have to do is send us your address. And we'll be happy to mail one out to you. So thank you very much for listening. Thanks for all your support. And you have been spending your evening with 3 of the baddest Bad Mormons out there on Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons.